Bangalore is sometimes referred to as the Silicon Valley of India because it's the center of the nation's tech industry. With large, multinational technology corporations setting up their headquarters here, Bangalore is home to top-tier engineering and research institutions. Starting a church congregation here has been challenging, yet a new group of believers has been started on an Adventist school campus.
When I was younger, we were running this church in the classrooms. After a few years, we went to laboratories to have the church.
The Central Kannada Church was organized in 1971 with 30 members. It has grown so much over the years that the congregation needs more space.
On any given day, we have almost 200 plus or 257 to be precise, people visiting us on this church. If you can see behind me, you will see the whole church will be filled.
Church members prayed for a bigger place to worship. In order to accommodate the church activities there, the school inaugurated a church facility on campus. Most people who attend this church speak Kannada, the third oldest language in India, after Sanskrit and Tamil. Almost half of this city's 8 million residents speak the Kannada dialect. This church has a youth group that engages with the community.
It's very hard to keep these guys in the church. In other words, they love to go and do outreach.
So it was time for us to put things into practice, go out, share this gospel message. So we went, we visited, we spent AY activities with them. It's unique. They love the activities. They found someone is there for them to care. And I'm sure through us, they're going to connect with Christ.
Most of the youth are young professionals working in the medical field and tech companies. Time is their scarcest resource, yet they still engage in ministry. For Global Youth Day, they extended a one-day event into a three-week program. They distributed tracts and visited people in the community and distant villages where there is no Christian presence. The Central Kannada Church needed a separate church building structure because they outgrew the school's facilities. Thanks to your 13th Sabbath offering in 2020, they found a property and are moving forward.
The biggest Kannada church in Bangalore doesn't have its own building. Until now, the Lord opened his ways, and as just a couple of streets from here, we are building our new church.
It is 4,300 square feet. And now we are constructing there, two floor there. First ground floor is for parking, and first floor is a church, and second is for balcony. Altogether, around 400 to 450 people can be accommodated in that church.
From humble beginnings in a small laboratory classroom, this congregation will have their own church. The prestigious location offers plenty of opportunity to carry out more ministry, particularly among the middle and upper class residents in the area. Please pray for the Kannada Central Church members in their ministry. Thank you for supporting this and future 13 Sabbath offering projects around the world.